There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along this hour and all the hours. Easy to get in touch as well. 251-343-0106 for a call or a text. 251-343-0106. And without any further ado, my friend and the man at LagniappMobile.com and that, you know, ink printed version of Lagniapp as well. It's Kyle Hamrick. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Sean.
If people want to get ink on their hands, I guess they can still do that, right? I mean, you still...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's plenty of papers full of ink that you can go out and grab.
But they would miss, you know, we were talking to Rob this morning. They would miss, you couldn't do an adequate job, I don't think, of reporting on Pritchard in the print version. Because the second you go to print, then more stuff happened. I mean, more stuff happens. And then happens. And then happens.
Yeah. Yes. News about that city doesn't last very long nowadays.
No, I think somebody had said at the beginning of the week, they said, "What do you think the over under is going to be for Pritchard stories this week?" I think we guessed it at 4. You know, he might be in for some money here. I mean, this is so. Just this week. So, I mean, let's say at the close of business last week, it was state of emergency for Pritchard, right? No insurance and all that.
Yes.
I remember in that story, too, them saying there's no insurance on any of the vehicles. They talked about the fire vehicles and said something to the effect of, well, I hope that they would respond to a call, but they're not insured, so we wouldn't be able to defend them. And, oh, by the way, too, our trash vehicles, those garbage trucks don't have insurance, so we don't know what's going to happen. Well, then we enter this week. Well, I guess one of them was on the road, you know. Well, one of them's on the road,
right.
And enough to get into a road rage incident. Walk folks through this. Just another problem for Pritchard.
Yes. And I think they also said last week that they were down to, I think, 2 people in the trash department. and so, you know, this story that came out Tuesday night, you know, that kind of knocks one of the trash workers out of the scenario for a little bit here. But what has gone on is there was a, and this is all from Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. There was a guy who worked for the city of Pritchard who drives a trash truck who is now going to face some charges for allegedly getting into a bizarre road rage incident with a family of 5. He is accused of running them off the road in his trash truck, and then after a verbal argument ensued on the side of the road, Sheriff Paul Birch said that the guy who was driving the trash truck pointed a gun at the man in the other car. And after that happened, the woman who was in the other car, too, pulled out a gun and shot the trash truck driver, said Sheriff Paul Birch. So, yeah, and it's a bizarre case. I believe the trash worker is still in the hospital right now. But Sheriff Birch said that when he gets out, it's going to be several charges of firing into an occupied vehicle. There were three kids in the car, and I think five charges of reckless endangerment. So it's a wild story, absolutely crazy thing that has gone down.
Yeah, I know the reporting, one of the and alsos was, well, they, had a suspended or revoked driver's license. I'm going, well, that's probably the least of the worries for somebody who's involved in a shootout. But it does bring up, for that specific story, it's a sidecar. It's okay, that also, but there's bigger deals. But it does bring me back to asking this question. Is there no vetting? Like, if you're working for the city and you're got a driving position, let alone it's not a CDL, but you don't have a driver's license, they don't have it on record?
Driver's license, yeah, for 3 years. That's what the sheriff has said.
How does that fall through that? I know you may not know, but how does it, I've never worked in city government, but I figured somebody would be,
Somebody would be making sure that everybody who drives a trash truck has, the licensing and everything that they need to get in there. And that's a pretty standard thing to make sure that your trash truck drivers have a license
to drive
the trash truck, for the insurance purposes. I don't know how this man got on the service with the city. I'm not sure what that vetting was done or was not done, but that's like you brought up. That's something that the sheriff pointed out too, was that this guy has not had a driver's license since 2023. And he's worked for the city for the past, 5 or 6 years. So that's, roughly half the time.
Yeah,
I don't know who's in charge of keeping
there's the question,
up to date
right?
There.
That's a question on all this stuff is who's in charge? Who was supposed to say, hey, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just asking questions here. Who was out there going, hey, by the way, our insurance is up next quarter. We probably should go ahead and get the new insurance or do something like that. Whose job was that? Whose job was it to make sure, that, hey, we're leaking water everywhere in our water system? Or whose job is it to say, hey, maybe our sanitation truck drivers should be licensed to drive the truck? I mean, whose job? I think that's a fair question.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's very, very strange stuff. Very strange stuff, and it just puts the city in a really bad spot, and it's just more news that keeps breaking on the position of the city. I mean, every day.
I want to switch to a couple other stories I want to talk about. I know this is not a long one, but it gives me a chance to say I thought the headline should be, "Who let the dogs in? Who let the dogs in?" Thank you. Who let the dogs in?
Yeah.
Headline here, dog influx overwhelms Mobile shelter. Have they moved the new one here in our neighborhood just down the service road, or are they still out the old? Where are they?
They are still working on the new shelter that's going to be on the on the service road. And the shelter that's kind of in like the southern part of downtown, I don't remember the street it's on, but it's in the OG shelter is still here. It's still working.
But they're full? Yeah, they got no more room for dogs? What's going
on? They are full because the animal control folks went out and they, did a, I guess you'd call it an operation where they rounded up a bunch of stray dogs that have been roaming in a neighborhood. I'm trying to remember the story. I think it's off of Dawes Road. But they brought all these dogs back to the shelter, and that kind of packed them in there.
19
and then
of
more
them.
Dogs came. 19, yes, and then more dogs came. I think 5 or 6, and that kind of pushed the shelter over the top to where they can't. The earliest that they could possibly get to, back to normal operations where they can take dogs and cats would be, I believe, sometime next week. So this definitely, puts the heat on, which the heat has been on to get a new shelter. But for the folks down at the shelter, this new one can't come fast enough.
I do wonder, though, what were the rules here? Because, you know, we could check with the sheriff, but Mobile County, you know, Metro is, I don't know, 120% of capacity or whatever. They're always, you know, over the capacity number. Maybe we have to work that with the dogs. I mean, if we could, you know, take the jail over, maybe the dog pound can go over capacity. I don't know how they do it. Is that number of cages or space? I really don't know the inner workings, but
I mean, I think it definitely does have something to do with cages. But if we were to put them in the jail, you know, we'd already have the barbed wire up top. You know, so you've got the fencing there,
yep.
And the security, so you know you've got that going for it. But yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, and this shelter has been packed up periodically for a long time, and you know there definitely needs to be a new shelter that can kind of help the capacity that we have. But also, and here's a segue for you here, Sean.
Okay.
Listening and learning how to do this.
Very good.
Once we get some new rules in, some new pet rules in play, perhaps we could cut down on the number of stray dogs that we have to bring into the shelter.
Or, wait, let me turn that segue around. I would have said, maybe with the new rules that discussed here about the animal laws here, it could even be more coming into the shelter. In violation, somebody has over, you know, X number of dogs, you're not taking care of them or whatever. It could even flood the shelter with more pups.
Right. And possibly some new kinds of critters that we haven't seen in the shelter before.
What happens? What happens if you have an iguana?
If gets out of its leash, then you're in trouble. Yeah,
the snake's on a leash. I do wonder, hey, animal, right. if in this audience, probably somebody who knows, if you got something that's we know the dogs and cats, they go, you know, go to the shelter. But what about, like, if you got you an iguana, right? They're like, hey, I don't know, it looks like it doesn't have a collar on this iguana. Where does it go?
That's a really good question.
I mean, if you have a collar on your iguanas, sure, they can look and say, oh, that's Kyle's iguana. It's just got two houses down.
It goes
go return
back
it.
To his
yeah.
place.
Yeah. I don't know what you do.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, well, you'd have to build a new wing of the shelter just for the reptiles, for the herpetological side, I think. But yeah, like that's the question. And, you know, like, do we keep a snake on a leash, and what kind of dog is a high risk dog? Those are some of the questions that, you know, some concerned folks want the city council to answer before they put these new pet rules into effect. And they have tabled this until, I believe, sometime in September, so they can work out those details. I think that a harness would make more sense for a snake, you know, because you can get more surface with a harness than just a leash. You can get a longer choke point for a snake. But I mean, and that's one of the humorous questions that was asked, you know, because, of course, with the ordinance, you know, just as long as you keep your snake in your house or in
it's nobody's business, right?
Or whatever you live in, then, yeah, there's not a problem. But there was a strange one where they said you can't have more than five dogs or five cats on a half acre piece of property. And then there was one woman who said, you know, well, why not six dogs and two cats, or why not four cats and six dogs? But it gets to, you know, like the conditions of what the animals are living in here. Like if you just got your dogs piled up in there, you know, that's not a good thing. But it also has like a $100 fine for not picking up your dog's droppings. So that's
not bad.
Something there too. Yeah. You know, that's not bad. You know, we also need to pick up our trash too, our Popeyes boxes and cups and things that get thrown
right
around town. So perhaps while we're picking up the dog mess, we can get the trash too. But those are just some of the things that we're looking at here. And Mayor Spiro has said you know, that we've come up with these new rules to crack down on the irresponsible pet owners. You know, the folks who just let their iguanas and their their betta fish run where they may. So we'll see what comes of this. I think there's going to be some pretty good changes in the works here. I think they're going to really tighten some things up.
Yeah, and it seems like more guideline. Talking to Mayor Jerry Gattis last week, we talked about that, and he said, and I don't know how the law is written, but he said this is kind of, if somebody can show that they're taking care of, you know, 15 dogs, if they take care of them in a good way, we have no issue. He said it's more for to have the law for the person who is, you know, leaving them in horrible condition or something like that. But, you know, then you get into who makes that decision, what horrible condition, you know, I don't know. But he said said, I don't have a problem. I think he said he has a family member that has, you know, more than five dogs. He said they take care of them great. They live better than most people. I'm not taking those dogs away.
Yeah. Right. And that's, which I mean, and that's some of the gray area and some of the discretion that, you know, folks like Councilman Ben Reynolds said that he wanted to work out there, you know, to put in what exactly are horrible conditions, what are good conditions, and, yeah, just to take away some of that gray area to make it more clear.
There it is. Y'all can read more online, although the new issue out on the streets now and the cover story we talked about a little bit this morning, that's it's a pretty heavy story there about people losing care here that have kids that have some heavy conditions.
Yes, it's a extremely upsetting story that Scott Johnson, my friend and my colleague, has brought to light here on the Medicaid stuff, the waivers and the vouchers for families with special needs children. There's some more stories in the works here, which is a great plug for LanyapMobile.com. This is an issue that we'll be following and updating on LanyapMobile.com. Just head there now and find a subscription that works for you and get to reading.
Good stuff, Kyle. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely. Talk to you then.
123 FM Talk 106.5. Be right back. 251-343-0106. The news coming your way next. Call Ascension Technologies today for information on video surveillance products that can help keep both your physical and digital assets safe. For a free assessment and site visit, call 243-4224. Local IT and security. Ascension Technologies, AESBL license number 2223.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 128 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. And I'm going to get to, I know we got a ton of texts to get to, and we'll get those after the news. We'll get this one from Aaron, who said, I love this guy that he did the hoo-hoo to your Who Let the Dogs In, made me crack up out loud at work. Well, good. So, Kyle and I, no rehearsing, but he's a very funny guy, and we work well together. Yeah, it's like, Who Let the Dogs In? We got to rework that song. All right, I want to do this. I want to reverse engineer for a second. I've been telling you about the America 250 Summer Showcase and how to get your picture up on our Facebook page so you could be a weekly winner. Let's reverse engineer that. And you can also go by our participating sponsors to put your name in. But reverse engineering this. Let me run through, when we talk about this great grand prize, check this out. This is all going to one grand prize winner. J&M Tackle, providing a $2,500 prize package. G&D Farm Feed and Outdoors, $600 prize package, sportsman's package. Gray's Grade Charcuterie Boards and Boxes, $500 value. Man, you think about what you could do with that at the holidays. Cart Doctor, providing a Sound Extreme Elite Power Sports Bluetooth soundbar, 100% waterproof, dustproof, dirtproof LED lighting system, so you put it in your UTV or your boat, your golf cart. That's a $500 value. The Pig, a shopping spree at Piggly Wiggly. So all that is going to the grand prize winner. Now, along the way, to get yourself in for the grand prize, you do it by posting your patriotic photo and being our weekly winner on our Facebook page or entering at our great participating sponsors, you're going to win an American-made flag from American Legacy and Gulf Shores, plus the mount. You get that, and then you get in the running for the grand prize. And we're drawing for that in just about 3 weeks. So get ready. All right, news is next. Then we're coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. And check in with my buddy Blaine at Paris Tractor in Robertsdale. And if y'all hadn't noticed, it's August and it won't be long. People be heading to their camps, be heading to go plant the patches and do a little maintenance around the camp. When you're the, Blaine, you and I can agree on this. When you're the guy with the tractor, you don't have to sling seed bags as often. You don't have to do the grunt work.
Absolutely. You're not on the ground doing the grunt work. You're in the seat of that tractor, whether it be inside that cab or just on the tractor, just driving all day.
So. Yeah. I'm just telling y'all, it gives you an advantage. And we've talked about this in the past, but this is really that time of year that people who are thinking, yeah, maybe, you know, we always trying to get a tractor to run at the camp or whatever. Maybe they're ready to get a tractor, get something that's reliable to use. And you've got it, not just the tractors, but you got all the different equipments. I mean, how do you do that? You're talking about packages, like you package it together. Give me an example.
Right.
Walk me through. I call you and said, man, all right, we're planting our, you know, we got 9 patches, the biggest one's an acre and a half. So what are you gonna do for me? What do you want me to get?
So I like to start out in our L series because that's a really popular brand. I mean, a really popular model in the Kubota brand is the L series. It starts out about 25 horsepower, goes up into the 40s and 50s in that model. But so if you want to come in, you want to get all the implements to go with it to prepare all those food plots. We've got all those on our yard here. We can walk outside, take a look at the tractors and the implements as well as the trailers. But if you're someone that maybe you've got a tractor that's an open cab and you want to go to a cab, or you want to get a different size tractor and you've already got all the implements, you can buy just the tractor itself. And maybe you've already got your tractor, but you need some implements. We've got all the implements here. Like I said, you stop by, we can walk outside, take a look at all of those and get you fixed up just right here before it gets time to plant those deer plots.
Okay, got to ask you this too. Put you on the spot. I mean, I bought a new disc from you last year, but you know, I don't know what it is. Everybody seems, you know, every message I get on advertising, or two of my buddies are all like, you know, the tiller, man. You need a tiller. Do I need a tiller?
The tiller's nice. It is. It's one pass, and that ground is prepared. You know, no matter how hard it is. Yes, you have to go slower than you can with a disc. You might have to run over it 5 times to get it as chopped up as that tiller does, but you have to go a lot slower with the tiller. I like the tiller because it makes everything really smooth.
Dang it. All right. Man. All right. I'll be seeing you here soon.
Call me. We'll hook you up.
Okay. Let's talk. So if people want to check out, obviously they can go to your website and look at it, talk about that, and then talk about how to see you in person to come to the showroom.
Yes, you can go online to our website, paristracker.com. You can see all of our new equipment, our pre-owned trade-in equipment's on there as well, as well as our rental equipment. We rent all these tractors with all these different implements. So if you're someone that, you know, you wouldn't use that tractor, but just one weekend out of the year to do them food plots and that be it, maybe purchasing the tractor isn't for you, but we do rent them. You can come by. We'll hook you up with all the implements and the tractor, and off you go. But give us a call, 251-947-4171, or you can come by and see us in person Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 8 till noon. We're right here at Paris Tractor in Robertsdale.
Hey, thank you, Blaine.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, there he goes. Ah, man, tiller. I have to call him later. All right, get to the text. I also want to, you know, the story today, U.S. Senate panel has voted to hold Fauci in contempt of Congress, right? So, and the angle, this is pretty interesting too. So you've got that. And then the Alabama angle, I don't know if y'all saw this, you know, Fauci is also, because he got a federal pardon. Remember the, I mean, we always talk about this when it comes to, you know, who's going to enforce a gun charge or something. We talk about the feds have more teeth in this and the state does this. Well, Fauci has a federal pardon, but that does not preclude state charges. And right now, we're in with, it's Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, and West Virginia are having scrutiny over the pandemic conduct. So Alabama will have its own, I don't know if we do it individually or do it with the other three states on this, but Alabama's in this as well. And yeah, a Senate committee voting to find Fauci in contempt of Congress, right? So refused to ask the questions. You heard the audio there at the bottom of the hour news. The contempt, a committee had backed the contempt referral on 8-7 votes, a party line vote. U.S. Senate committee voted today to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci in contempt of Congress after the former top U.S. infectious disease official refused to answer questions about its handling of COVID-19 pandemic. Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee approved the referral pushed by its Republican chair, Rand Paul of Kentucky, a longtime Fauci antagonist. That's good use of vocabulary there, Reuters. On a party line vote of 8-7, the vote followed a hearing last week where Fauci, who is 85 and retired in 2022, invoked the Fifth Amendment and the right to remain silent more than 100 times. It was actually 111 because I counted. Well, somebody counted for me. So there it is. But the side story, and I will probably hear more about this by tomorrow. It'll bubble up through the news. But you have the West Virginia, Louisiana, Florida, and us in Alabama investigating pandemic conduct and not protected. So if something happened at the state level, his pardon is a federal pardon, not a state pardon. So I think that was kind of an interesting wrinkle on that. We'll watch it. Also, as we'll get to in a second, I'm going to read text, but we're going to get to this in a second. So get your opinions formed up. What do you think? Tucker Carlson in 28? Tucker Carlson unveiled today his planks of a platform here. Tucker Carlson for president. What do you say? We'll hear from you on that. Right now on the text line, let's see. Pelican says, instead of tolling cars on the bridge toll the boats that go under it. So you use the bridge and put the toll. Well, there you go. A percentage of the value of what comes underneath the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge. We told what comes. What do we do for the cruise ship? What is the value of your passengers? How much money do they have? Randy on the text line said, Sean, I believe in the power of prayer. I just made a trip over to Moss Point, picked up my ticket. Oh, he gave me the numbers. He said, he said the numbers are. He's pretty sure on this. I have to save this when I drive over and make my run across the border from the house. Numbers are 4, 19, 37, 44, 59, and 23 for the Powerball, which is up to, we hear Devin tell us like every day, it's up to 856 million. Send this out to the masses and let the prayers go up. We're praying for you, Randy, and cut me in on some of that action when you win, okay? Of course, now it's worth doing, right? It's 856 million. I've talked about this forever. I used to work with a guy who didn't have money. I had to give him gas money so he could get to work. And I stopped even trying to collect on the 20. He's like, hey, lend me 20 till next week. Okay. And then he get paid and you're like, hey, oh man, I don't have anything left. That guy. But he used to crack me up because when those days, I forget what it'd get to be the Florida lottery and it'd be, I don't know some number. I forget what it was. Say it got to 50 million. He'd say, well, Sean, I'm going to go there and get some lottery tickets now. Because it's up to 50 million, so it's worth it. They used to say, dude, you didn't have gas money. A million would be all right with me. I'll take whatever you could do here. David from the text line said, so the water board was corrupt. Then it was the police department. Now sanitation. Which Pritchard department is next? Housing? Human resources? Well, David, I got the human resources part of it, that Colin and I were talking about. If you have, like I said, I've never run a city, never worked in municipal government. But if you have people that don't have a driver's license, 3 years, it's not like they lost it last month. The driver involved in that shootout in Pritchard, sanitation vehicle driver, hadn't had a license in 3 years. Don't you think if you work in city government, and I'll keep you on the download, can you let me know, is there somebody in HR that checks that they have their driver's license? This unnamed texter said, free property surveys if you have all the dogs. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, it's Mobilionaire. Thank you. Went back here and said free property surveys if you have all the dogs. that conversation I had with Mayor Chirigadis last week, he did say that was kind of, that law would be used for people that have, that can't take care of the dogs or cats. They have so many. If you can, it's not an issue. I don't know. Bonnie said, so we're going to have pooper troopers on patrol for pet excrement. You know what happens there? Bonnie, I think if you get in trouble, if you're working for law enforcement and you're like, or you're the new boy, they're like, hey, we got a job for you. Oh, okay. Thanks, Sarge. What do we got? I'm going to have you on a stakeout. Oh, man, cool. Already I'm doing stakeouts. I'm going to have you working this this green space here. What am I watching for? Is it drug dealing or any kind of... no, if a dog goes to the bathroom and the person doesn't pick it up, that's you're on the job. Good luck. Michael says, can we get some ordinances for directed at how trashy the urban outdoorsmen are in making our city? Even if it's a $1,000 fine or 6 months in jail time, something like that could really help. Now, I'd say they're probably judgment-proof, though, right? If you're the urban outdoorsman, you could have a $1,000 fine. Where are you going to... There's no blood in that turnip, right? So I don't know how you get it. Let's see. Unnamed texter said, this is how Vietnam was. Politicians were deciding on how to fight the war. CENTCOM Admiral Cooper had a 14-day plan to dock out Iran, oil, power, water, and military capabilities. Trump is used to business art of the deal, not military negotiations. Yeah, and if you get a chance to read Troy Carrico's piece on this, Boardrooms, Not Battlefields, they talked about with us yesterday. He's on the same page as you. Sean says, KIV love Fauci. Remember, she was pretty, you know, got a... We can go back through all the things Governor Ivey did during the pandemic. The one that really, I just thought was, well, there's so many, but one that stands out, top of my list right now, is when big box stores could be open, but locally owned businesses had to close. You know, a big box hardware store could be open, but the locally owned one could, because somehow the 6 foot of separation, which all turned out to be BS anyway, would be different inside whoever's regular hometown hardware store, but wouldn't be at the big box store. That's just, there's so many things that frustrated me, but right now that's just the one I'm on. I mean, remember that? I was like, where's the logic in that? No logic to it. See here, Jeff from Fairhope says, I'm a truck driver, and ever since I had the COVID vaccines, I had two of them. I've had trouble breathing. Can I see if she, at the time, I worked for the city of Huntsville, Alabama, we had to get the vaccines. So y'all had to have that to work. Well, listen, a lot of people, we had stories here. I mean, you had to have, you know, big companies here where you had to have it, you know, to go to work. And you were working with the city of Huntsville at the time. I don't know. I don't know if there's litigation. I don't know what's going on with that. Let's see. Unnamed texture. A well-written news article would have used the word critic instead of antagonist. Which one I'm on there. I don't know what that referred to, but I'll probably figure it out. Philip says the prayer dogging fee. I don't know. I'm missing some of these. Let's see. Scorverine said the building for the Pritchard Housing Authority is just about the nicest in Pritchard. Michael says, let's see. Well, we'll get to that because that's going to talk about this Tucker story. Texture says, my daughter breeds golden doodles, and she has a minimum of 10 dogs at all times, but they're well taken care of. Is she out of compliance with city ordinance? The way I understood the conversation with the mayor, and you go back and listen to the podcast, hear it in his own words, he said, she's fine. He said, if you're over 5 dogs, but you're taking care of them, it's no problem. So that's what he said to me. You can go back and listen to that. All right, Tucker in 28. Seeing some people chiming in on the text line. What do you think? This story from Axios says, Tucker Carlson unveils 10-point manifesto amid third-party speculation. All right, so Tucker Carlson had his live stream, I guess, last night to unveil a 10-point vision for America, defining the worldview of breakaway MAGA faction, increasingly at odds with President Trump. So he rolled this out last night. I didn't get to see it. I have to go back and listen to it. It says the former Fox News host stopped short of the formal launch, instead presenting the manifesto as the foundation for, quote, whatever comes next, end quote, a new political order that he said could find all kinds of expressions. So here you go. He laid out the manifesto. I'll run through these and tell me what you think. Is this, he's not sure, but he might be running, you know, Tucker in 28. Number one, it says fair. So these are like the headline words, so fair. And then it says, the same rules should apply to presidents, federal agents, and elites such as Jeffrey Epstein, whose impunity Carlson cast as emblematic of the Epstein class enriching itself through a corrupt system. Number two, sovereign. Carlson claimed Israel pushed the U.S. into the Iran war through bribery or threat or both, while describing foreign lobbying, corporate control of government, and high-interest debt forms as slavery. Number three, productive. He said America should rebuild farming, manufacturing, and craftsmanship while rejecting an economy dominated by finance, real estate speculation, surveillance systems, and weapons. Number four, beautiful. Carlson alleged that urban planners deliberately uglified American cities and portrayed brutalist architecture, graffiti, public drug use, and violent crime as deliberate attacks on the public. Number five here, healthy. Carlson embraced RFK Jr.'s food agenda, called for universal sobriety and the widespread use, and said the widespread use of drugs such as Xanax, Adderall, and SSRIs had left Americans, quote, half-addled, end quote. And then here, let's get to, tell you what, that's five. Yeah, that's five. We'll pick the other five up on the other side of the break here. Tucker and 28. I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. Tucker's on the campaign trail here within the next 6 months.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, a few more minutes left here before Feinbaum takes over, so let's run through the second half of the manifesto put out by Tucker Carlson. My question is, Carlson in 28? Okay. What do you think here? Number six on the list, honest, said government officials should be punished for lying to citizens, and most classified records, including the JFK assassination and 9/11 files, should be open. Number seven, optimistic. Carlson argued that having children is a biological imperative and the foundation of long-term thinking, while blaming aging and childless elites for policies that disregard future generations. Number eight on his list, wise. Schools should teach how the physical world actually works and what he called unchanging facts about human nature, including innate differences between men and women rather than credentials, screens, and technological fads. Number nine, decent, said the U.S. should apologize and pay restitution for killing non-combatants, reverse Trump's Department of War rebrand, and stop funding allies that commit what Carlson called genocide, citing Israel. And number 10, united. Carlson called for halting immigration until the effects of AI become clearer, ending benefits for undocumented immigrants, and making English the sole language of the federal government documents and ballots. So what do you think? And does that seem more MAGA than where we are now? Something he's been talking about for a long time, and obviously split with the president on this. But would you vote for those planks of a platform? Is that, you think, I if I was going to go on the Kalshi or something like that, I would say, I think there, usually I'm a cynic. I'm like, that won't happen. I think there's a 51% chance. I think better than not that Carlson runs. It's a sure thing, no, but I think it's better than not. And Michael says also, I think a Carlson party platform would be somewhere close to that of Ross Perot, unless there's a ground invasion or some sort ground invasion and some of your guys that want to take out all the Iranian militants. If they get their wish, God help us, it'll either be a communist DSA government or, if we're lucky, a Tucker type, and we'll just send the neocon Zionists to colonize Antarctica. Grant says if Musk and Rogan back Tucker, he would be a real threat to both the current parties, in my opinion. A lot of votes. So, I mean, I think it's viable. Sometimes this stuff gets floated out, and I realize it's just to be something to talk about and bounce around. And I listen to Tucker on occasion, his shows, and I don't agree with that. You know, I've always liked Tucker Carlson. I don't agree with everything he says. But I think what he's rolled out here in that manifesto is closer to the original message for MAGA than where we've gotten to ourselves to now. Jason says hell no on anti-Israel Tucker. So yeah, and y'all can keep them coming. I mean, show's over, but we'll pick it up. I'm back in tomorrow for Mobile Mornings. What do you think? We'll take a very unscientific poll here. Tucker in 28. What do you think? You think you go with it? And you heard the 10-point plan. I'm going to go back and I'd say watch it. I end up listening to it. I don't watch a lot. I got a lot of grass to mow, so I listen to it. Now, the nice thing is you put out your manifesto. You don't have to deal with – you just put the things out. It's not like you're debating people on each item you put out. That's the reality of politics, right? In a vacuum, you can do all this and put it out, and it sounds great. What can really be done? Can it be done? And would you vote for planks of a platform and like that and vote for Tucker Carlson? It would be very interesting. Right. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. Like I said, I'm back in for Dalton for Mobile Mornings, then Midday Mobile tomorrow. By the way, too, if you just promote this show for tomorrow. Remember hearing the stories about where they're growing the redfish off the coast? Well, I've got the scientists that headed that program joining me tomorrow to talk more about that. It's really fascinating stuff. And we'll get to that in the 1 o'clock hour tomorrow. All right, Bon Bon next.